center, you know. All right, what should we look at?
I had a mentor recording and listening experience this week, like I've never had. And I was recording, and it was kind of, I think I was a little identified. It was kind of serious, you know, going on and on. And I turned to the mentor, and for the first time, I had a complete physiological change. I've had the experience of, oh, you know, that sounds like the mentor, that feels wise, that, you know, that sounds, you know, but my body completely changed. And I had this this irrepressible grin that just came onto my face. It was just like almost instantaneous. And then this deep feeling of, it's okay. Everything's okay. And it was just, it was like, it just kind of knocked my socks off. And I had an experience of, you know, I think this is me, whatever me is. You know, and I just had this real dramatic experience of, oh my gosh, it's not me. I mean, it is. The mentor can inhabit this form. Conditioning can inhabit this form. You know, wherever the attention goes, or can use it. You know.
It takes it over.
It takes it over.
Mm-hmm.
Takes it over.
Inhabits it. That
inhabits it.
The word you used is a good one.
Exactly. So I just really had this experience of...
So what happened with your body? Can you describe it?
I just, like, you know, I think just the constant kind of tightness and shutdown. There was a relaxation that just happened. Mm-hmm. And I was you know, kind of watching all this, and it was like an entirely different form came into being mm-hmm. in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it was...
There's an expression in Zen, I don't know if you've run across it, but body and mind fall away.
Oh, no. That's exactly, yeah. There was just this loving presence. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even the word, it was just this deep knowing, like, oh my gosh, it's so quiet. it's okay. Just okay. There's just nothing. I mean, and it wasn't okay based on things going a particular way.
It's a blanket statement.
It was a blanket statement.
Regardless of what you happen to be thinking or experiencing in any given moment, it's
all
okay.
Yeah. So it's been...
And you had an experience of that.
Yes.
Not just a thought of that or an idea of that
or
wouldn't it be nice if...
Yeah.
But... You, in quotes, knew it.
I knew it.
For that period of time.
Exactly. And it just felt like a big gift that would have never, I don't know if it ever would have, but, you know, recording and listening, like, that was the gateway, you know, to just be practicing that so long, it feels like, and practicing turning to the mentor, and, you know, and then... There that was. So it was very
lovely.
It was a very lovely gift.
Mm-hmm. Now we can't cling to it,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no way to hold on to it. But But not being able to hold on to it is not the same as forgetting it.
Yeah. So let me check this out and see if it's holding on to it. Because so what will happen is throughout the day, the memory of that will just fall in, and I'll just turn to the mentor. And with thank you, and I smile. I just have a smile. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, okay, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So that's how I've been working with it.
Yes, and what will happen, of course, is that ego will try to take that away. Mm-hmm. And that's where the not forgetting it comes in.
Okay.
So even though all this in conditioned mind wants to argue for everything that's wrong and what a problem and I don't like this and this is too hard and why me, God, to remember, wait a minute, that's ego, that's conditioned mind, because the experience that I have is that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. So there's that conversation making a case for something wrong, mm-hmm. but I know experientially what is true.
Yes, yes. Yes, the experience of that was just, I don't know how to say, I mean, it was more real than that, something's wrong, just hands down, there's just no...
Winner!
Hands down, winner. You know, why go anyplace else?
Yes, and that's... There's the choice point, right? Why do people go somewhere else? Because this is haranguing them all the time. Yeah. And they're beleaguered. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. But when they don't know a difference. Uh-huh. But when we know the difference, then we are really required to choose it. Mm-hmm. Because what we don't want to do is that thing of, well, no thanks. God.
And I was
recording. I'd rather stuff right now.
And I was recording today, and what you said on Project Joy this morning was so helpful. It's like, it's not okay to leave her in the hands of self-hate or conditioning. You know, that's what's not okay. It's
okay that self-hate exists.
It's okay that it exists. It's okay that we all have, you know, we all have it. But when you know that difference and you know the way out, that's what's not okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I feel like with this. It's like, okay, so there was a real experience of it, and it would be not okay to
indulge and turn
my back on her.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, for a million and one reasons.
Yeah, it's the indulgence. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's really not okay. Mm-hmm. You know that something else is possible, but it's just easier. It's just easier to go along with the hatefulness.
Yeah, and just it doesn't matter this one time.
Right.
Sort of thing.
I'm tired. I've had one day. I deserve to suffer.
Yeah.
I've earned it. It's nuts, right? When we say it in this room.
It
but
is.
When it happens inside the head, it sounds so really believable and like that's actually going to do something for me. I'm just going to sit here and complain. Yes, that's what will take care of me right now. No. Christine.
So I've been looking at my meditation practice and how, so I've never labeled myself as lazy, but definitely I've become lazy with my meditation practice. And for example, not staying with counting, going off, and just staying off longer periods of time. And even holding my thumbs together at home over time, I just want to relax my hands, and I don't do that.
It's so arduous, this thing.
It's not been a problem here. But that's one little detail that I see. So I've been practicing. So I'm choosing. There's a lot. But I guess I'm committing. And I notice actually also that I've had this thing about committing, not wanting to commit, because ego just talks me out of it, and then it's this
beat you up for being
this horrible big thing. It's gonna make a big deal out of it. So I don't a lot. I mean, I want to do that, and I want to do it this way, but so
this is gonna be sort of you resonated a little with the previous conversation, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm committing, which is exciting. I'm happy about that, to meditate in the way that the tradition and the guide offers, and just to trust they're offering it in this way for a reason, and I can do it, and that's what I want to do, so that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And
there.
Yeah.
That's so there, too, yeah. I betcha. Yeah. And the really good thing about that, then, is you get to see that process of how ego will try to talk you out of it, so it can beat you up for having talked you out of it. And if you know that's what's going on, then it doesn't matter what it does, because whatever it does is just going to remind you that, oh yes, I want to meditate in the way that the tradition that I've decided to follow meditates. Thinking that maybe all those people coming down through the centuries might know something. Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to do that. So I get talked out of doing that. Okay, well, that's a good reminder that I want to do that. So now here I am again.
Yeah. And so I don't know about this exactly, but there is like a, oh no, you know, it's going to, it, like, I'm scared of conditioning. I think sometimes that's why I allow in my life over time a little bit to be there, because then it's not so horrible to me. So there's a little bit of that going on.
Yes. Yes, and there are many superstitions around that, right? So much of... there's a lot of superstition around that. So, you know, it's the one form of it is, okay, God, let me tell you how I'm suffering. Oh. Okay? So, I don't need any more. Mm. Right? Because I'm suffering in this way, and this way, and this way, and this way. And what you're not going to do is say, thanks, I've arrived. I've got it all. I'm the happiest human, because people are afraid of tempting the devil. Because somebody's going to get you if you're too happy, too excited, too proud of yourself.
And I'm not even conscious that I feel that exactly.
Yes.
I don't, yeah.
No, but you're just paying the dues.
But I'm doing that.
Right. You're paying off the protection people. Right? So, you know, give us this money and we'll make sure that nobody breaks into your house or hurts you. Mm. Well, who would break into your house and hurt you? Oh, those same people. So we never pay them off, right?
Yeah.
And so that process goes on. So what is afraid of ego?
Ego.
Yeah. So now I've got it set up. So ego is going to pay off the protection people, so the protection people won't hurt ego. Ego's going to pay off the protection, so you can see what a nice little relationship they've got going. Now, what is your job? Your job is to go to work and come up with the money so that ego can pay off the protection people, so the protection people can threaten ego, so ego can be afraid, so that...
Yeah. Yeah, so I think the thing that gets me is, it's easy to drop E-G-O, ego, in when it is this way, a certain way, But when it's this other way, maybe it would be helpful to call it self-hate, because it feels more self-hatish that I'm like, that I want to not aggravate or something. Mm-hmm. But if I call it self-hate...
Well, and the process that you're describing is one that almost everybody lives in. Mm. Live a small enough life. Mm. Again, you just pay a regular amount.
You know, so I don't want to do that.
You're on a maintenance program with ego self-hate. Mm-hmm. So you don't really risk anything. You don't push it. You don't do anything it doesn't want you to do. You look to it. You follow its advice and guidance. Mm-hmm. And then it pretty much leaves you alone. However, it can't protect you. And that's the big shock that almost everybody has. Mm-hmm. Because I've been living the life I'm supposed to live. I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do. What is it? Where's that supposed to coming from? Right? The voice is in conditioned mind. And then life happens. And it's not going to stop that. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not going to stop calamities from happening. It has nothing to do with that. And so then, of course, it's going to come in and blame you. It's going to blame you because you didn't get better prepared. And it's going to blame you for the way you're handling the current tragedy. Mm-hmm. So it really does behoove us to put that behind us and just go after, first go after the fear, and then go after what the fear says it's afraid of.
Yeah. And I'm dropping it all. I'm just, because it's not... I know it's not what it says. It's not doesn't do what it says it's going to do. I'll be fine. I know.
Yes. So nobody is. It's all okay, and nobody's fine. Yeah. Do you see what I mean by that? You're not going to get out of this without a whole lot of stuff happening.
Life.
Unless you know something falls on you in a big hurry or. But with us, that's just the people we love are going to die, mm-hmm. and we're going to be left, or they're going to be left when we die.
Yeah,
that's it. Those are the only two scenarios available to us. So that's what we want to get ready for, right? And that system really keeps people from doing what they could be doing to be ready for anything. And that's the saddest thing of all, because they're counting on that, and then it's not there.
Yeah.
It never was there.
So when the self-hate, so I'm scared that it's self-hate that's going to attack me.
And do what? Let's just go there for a minute. So it's going to attack you.
So I'm alone, and it's saying, it's just, I don't know, I can't think of it. It doesn't say obvious things, because I'd be like, what? But just...
You're going to be alone. Oh, wait. I am alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I know.
See how important this is?
Right? Yeah, really.
Because it's scary when it's inside there and you're not turning your attention to it and saying what it is and what it's doing. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you do that, you realize, wait a minute, I can't find it. Okay, I don't know what it's doing. So now, you want next time it tries to do it to you, then you know the process. You turn to it, you look at square at it, and you say, what? 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 And it won't be able to produce anything.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll say, well, you wouldn't know.
I'll be like, yeah.
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 Something's going to happen to you. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's funny. There's some things that I know different people are scared of, and some they're not. Like that. There's just some things. Yeah, like that doesn't necessarily bother me, but something else does. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you want to find out what that something else is.
Okay.
And you want to go after it in exactly that same way.
Okay.
And there are wonderful ways to play with it. So blah blah blah. so what you're saying is blah, blah, blah. Or, and then what? Okay, after blah, 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 what happens? Because that's not happening now, but apparently it's going to happen. So, and then what? What does that mean?
Okay.
Well, yeah. And you just stay with it until it just eventually kind of oozes out. Because that's all it's got.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
So I've been looking at that, what I heard you refer to as that choice point, I think. I can't remember how you referred to it, but what I've been watching is, I think similarly to the theme we're on so far of, so there's the price that I'm supposed to pay, right? And then there come those moments of grace where I'm just unwilling to pay that price. And I've had a string of those, I don't know, in the last number of months, just keep dropping into these various places of like, recently the one that dropped in was a line from a movie, just where the guy just says, enough, enough, and just walks off from this situation that's been causing him hideous suffering. And I just got to one of those places, enough. So, what I notice with it is there's a tremendous amount of well-being. Oh, and it's very related to reading the Fear Book currently. Mm-hmm. Because that's the place of, wow, I mean, that, it's one of those places, the book I'm reading is my favorite book, but I swear, I know I've read that one many times before, but it is good. It's the whole thing, you know? I mean, it really is, because that's the control mechanism. And without it, it's got nothing. And it's all, everything is fear, right? So it seems like, man, you know, me, you know, she did that, he did that. It's all fear. It really all does come down to that. So what I've been wanting...
And the fear is, ego's not going to be at the center of the universe. Exactly. That's really the fear.
Exactly. Right?
Because, so she did, he did, again... And what?
What's your point?
You know, at how much longer till I die from that?
Exactly. Yeah. So that reminded me of, I saw something recently where, I can't remember what the content was, which feels like it would be helpful to illustrate the process, but something where I saw so clearly that it's, I mean, again, but it's ego's fear. Because whatever the thing that I was doing, and I think it was during a retreat, so I was seeing it through someone else in the retreat, a participant was talking about this process, and it was so clear seeing them lay it out, and I could see the parallel for me, and just seeing, wow, that is so obviously not my fear, because this thing that I'm doing is so completely for me, it's only its fear. That if I do that, if I be that, if I, you know, am in life in that way, it's completely out of control. Mm-hmm. It's lost control. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, the workshop that I'm in right now, what I began to talk about in the radio show this morning, and then I got to watch it over and over today, is the energy build. And so the sort of... I don't know, just so anyway, one example of it is, so I'm working on this spreadsheet, right? I know that's mistake number one. And I'll tell you, it was like bizarre. I don't know what was going on, but the first thing that happened was somehow two different versions of the spreadsheet were on my computer without me realizing it. And there are like 5 pages in the spreadsheet.
Oh, God.
So I'm coming back to it. Like I have 5 minutes here and 7 minutes here to work on it and 15 minutes here. And unbeknownst to me, I'm making changes in these two. And so I finally, you know, and it's one of those like...
Evil. Is your spreadsheet. Yeah.
But it's like...
That's where it hides out.
Without spreadsheets. We'd be okay.
We would be all right.
Even I finally, at one point today, after it just got so insane, I Googled, is Mercury retrograde? And it isn't.
I know. So there is no explanation for what's going on, and there is some really weird stuff. I was thinking, you know, if Mercury were retrograde, we would all be blaming
exactly.
Mercury.
I thought that too today.
But this kind of wacky stuff is happening, and Mercury is fine.
Exactly. I know.
And see, that's a self-hating process. Right? The same thing happens with us. We get blamed for all of this stuff.
That's right.
And we just accept it. I don't think Mercury probably does, but I don't know. and it's not true.
Yeah.
I think we can learn much from astrology.
You know, so what I was watching is, so there's a sense of humor with it at first, right? And
at first.
You know, and there's a lightness to it. Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, you know. So then I'm like, okay, all right, this is what we've got, right? So I'm going to go through each section. Which one has the right one? Okay, this is going to be my copy. This is the one. Okay, so I'm cutting and pasting really carefully, looking through, right? So then I delete the one that it isn't, in theory.
Yeah, I was going to say, what makes you think that's going to work, since it generated itself?
Well, I didn't go there. That's actually interesting. Every step along the way, I thought I had it licked.
Wow.
Yeah. Because that's interesting. It's almost like, well, I must have done something I didn't realize. Well, I must have done something I didn't realize. And I'm going to stop doing that something I'm not realizing. So the final was, you know, I had the whole thing, all 5 pages done. The second one was deleted for the third time and really was gone. Yeah, I checked on my desktop. It wasn't there. So I attach it to this email, I'm sending it off, I'm like, okay, well, a lot of trouble with this, so let me just open the attachment to make sure the entire first page of it, not the old version. All the rest of it's fine, but the first page, wrong version.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that, it's like, it was like that. I mean, out loud, I'm like, wow.
That's impressive.
Exactly. So, and actually, I think even that was kind of okay, but then, you know, anything else happens. Anything else.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's like...
I've got that together.
Yeah.
I have that energy under control.
Yeah.
But don't anybody say...
Like, Sadie stopped short in front of me on the path.
I have to kill her.
You know. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. That place of... That's not even necessarily the suffering place, depending on what happens right there in that moment. That feels like the juncture, the choice point. One of the things I did, I mean, it got to rage with a couple of other things, and I was walking towards my hermitage, and I mean, I wanted to scream at the top of my lungs. And I just started running, doing jumping jacks, you know, and just kind of actually smiling.
Too much energy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, ooh, this is a lot of energy.
Yeah. Well, the thing that is so interesting, I think, with that is, you know, way back there, way back there, when we actually think we know something.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's this, there's a way for this to go.
Exactly.
And if everything goes right,
yes,
it will.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, it won't. And I'm going to be okay if it does. I'll feel good if it does, and feel bad. Now, of course, we don't talk to ourselves about that, but that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And so that's the killer right there. I know, but there was never anywhere where that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just you didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
The only way you knew it was after it was all over and you could look back. If you had known that ahead of time,
yes, yeah,
it would have been a completely different experience. First of all, you would have given yourself 4 times as much time, right, to do this.
I can't have any retreat prep chores because the spreadsheet's going to take me 4 days. So,
right, and so then it would be fine because it would just be what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's that assumption, that expectation, that belief that it's gonna go the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, then I have to go crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. You just highlighted so many things in that. Because that's exactly the connection with the assignment we had yesterday. It is happening in the thinking.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah.
But I think the place, it's so helpful because I was looking at it as a con, because what I saw was, gosh, this has to be happening in thinking, this buildup. Okay, so what? Right? I think that then what happens really quickly under the radar, so what happened was wrong. But I think what I hear you saying is, yeah, it's happening in thinking that goes under the radar for a long time, and the way that we see that was happening is that all that energy builds up and there we are, and that's all fine.
Right, and the I think the really difficult part that you're pointing at is it's not thinking the way we think of thinking.
Exactly.
It's really assumption.
Yes.
It's belief and assumption.
Yes.
And it's you know, like we were kidding about here, when you actually say the language of it, you can recognize, oh yeah, that is what I assume.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this thing.
Yeah.
It's a computer program.
Yeah.
It's gonna work. It's not gonna go rogue on me and start replicating itself, for God's sake. That wouldn't be right. And so there's a whole world that exists only in our heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're comparing life to. And the relationship when one meets the other. Because you can't go nuts at the first juncture.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
This is what we have.
Yes, this is what we have.
This is what is.
This is what is. Yeah, I have a bracelet. Yeah, it is what it is. And then there's the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a good spiritual student. I do awareness practice. It's okay. I can let that go and just let it be and accept.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then 14... 15, 16, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah.
And the difficulty is we're not paying close enough attention to realize that's happening.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Because if we were, we would stop at like 3.
Right.
And say, okay, I need to take a break. I need to get current here.
Yeah.
And realize there's something going on. Now I need to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
Not just assume that I can keep going the same way and somehow make this work.
Yeah.
Because it's not going that way.
Yeah.
But we don't. We just keep going with the, it's okay, I'm all right, I can do this.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's not fine. Right? And it's, you know, it's stuff like, I really want, I go to get ice in my mug and there's barely any ice in that bag and I wish there were more ice in that bag and I'm so angry that I haven't made time enough that I can do the right thing and, I mean, stuff like that. It's just...
Well, and that's where it does start feeling like a plot.
Yes.
Right? Because done, go to get ice, no ice. Oh, shoot.
Exactly.
No ice. Well, I could make some.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But by the time we've hit rage, you know, now I have to kill all the people who didn't make ice.
Yeah.
Now I have to, and then it just, the circumstances, as far as we can tell, are the same.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's life is so good, and I'm so grateful, and over here, nothing is going right.
Exactly.
Well, over there, nothing was going right either, but it was fine because I had the energy for it.
Exactly.
Over here, I don't have the energy for it, and
so
everything's going wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite one is like, go to print something. There's no paper in the printer. Go to get more paper. Oh, there's none in that backup location. Go here. Get the last ream. It needs to be recycled. Recycling is full. You know, I mean, just that kind of like... series of this thing that was going to take 3 minutes is now a 20-minute job because, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But the other thing, when you were just saying that really, that's making such a huge difference, because I remembered at the end of the day, truly, I felt like, oh my gosh, everything is conspiring to keep me, to require me to be here. I felt like that. Everyone, everything.
To make me wake up.
Exactly. Exactly.
<a plot. laughs>
So I saw on Sunday as I was reporting what a good practice not rushing would be for me. And then I proceeded to...
Well, but why conclude that? Why conclude that? Because rushing is fine as long, when rushing works.
Yes.
Right? You love it when it works.
Yes,
you just don't love it when it doesn't. But so you're not going to rush. That's going to be great when it works. But you're not going to love it when it doesn't work. So, you know, attempting to be different in order to have a different experience, the content of it might not be the place to focus.
Okay, that's interesting. Because the thing that I was seeing was highlighting the control that's in it. So, for example, what I noticed the next day when I was practicing with it is I got this very clear message. Sitting at my desk, had a few minutes, and there were a string of things that needed to happen before meditation. And the MO is to push it, to stay at the computer until I'm going to have to race to do each of those things before meditation. And I mean, not looking at the clock, not anything. I had this clear message, now would be the time to stand up from your desk if you don't want to rush. And I didn't. And I just saw how that's the mechanism.
Well, now that's something very different. The rushing, you put those two things together. You got a clear message, now would be the time to stand up from your desk. Mm-hmm. Now would be the time to stand up from your desk.
Exactly.
So the rushing thing is really something different. If you apply that, it didn't say, and so never rush in your life. The voice didn't say that. Mm-hmm. It just said stand up from your desk now if you don't want to rush to meditation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what I think you're pointing at, and I really saw this what you said a minute ago, is, well, basically, you're listening to life. You're being led by life instead
exactly.
of being led by the voice.
So sometimes rushing is very good. So if you slow down, you'll have more control. But rushing, I mean, sometimes it really works. You go really fast and get a lot of stuff done. And then you fall on your face. Right? And the voice says, well, if you weren't rushing, that wouldn't have happened.
Yep. So it's not rushing.
No, it's not rushing.
It's not. Yeah, it's not having a better idea.
Yeah, it's just being where you are.
Yeah,
and receiving the guidance that you get. But in that case, you fall down, and the voice comes right in. Well, it's your fault because you were rushing. Uh-huh. See, if you weren't rushing, then that wouldn't happen to you. And there's a whole karmic orientation to life in place. Well, if you this, then that, then, and you didn't, and so now it's, and there. And what, is there any truth to that? No, there's no truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some really slow people in this world. They don't seem to have any more control than anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. It's definitely not, that's not it. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the speed.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's out of
sync. Slamming it.
Right. Well, it's being out of sync.
Yeah.
And it's wanting control.
Exactly.
Right? Because
exactly.
Every time we run into one of those, that's what happens to us, right? And now I'm face to face with, it's not going the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
And so that really is an opportunity to be present.
Yeah.
Rather than
exactly.
go off in a conversation and conditioned mind about what I did wrong so that this happened. I'm here.
Completely.
To wipe myself off a little bit, but by golly, I'm really here.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah, that's so good. Yeah. Thank you.
Any?
That's really fascinating. So what I'm hearing in that is no prescriptions. What conditioning will want to do, even when we get conscious for a moment, is come in and make a prescription about that.
Yes.
That's just so helpful to see. Mm-hmm. And I was also struck in that. Talking about the spreadsheet is such a great image of how conditioning wants to organize life. You know, I mean, the spreadsheet, everything's in its place.
Yeah,
and
it won't stay there. That's the best part of spreadsheets.
But conditioning believes it.
Yeah, well, and it should.
And it should.
It's yeah, it's designed to do that.
So I was looking at. Energy, when the energy builds, and And I was not, so I always just went through something the other day that was just interesting to, from after the fact, it was interesting to watch. Actually, even at the time, it was kind of interesting to watch, but I couldn't get out of it. And so, so the person I lived with had a had a condition for which she took an antibiotic, which cured the condition, but generated another condition for which she then had to take another antibiotic. And the series of symptoms that occurred after the first antibiotic should have pointed medically, as I understand it, to, oh, this is what's going on, she needs the other antibiotic. But like 3 weeks went by and people just said, you know, just calm down, you're...
Anyway, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the other day I just got into a snit about that. And I just got into this story about, well, you know, they should have known. I mean, this is, you know, this happened and they should have known. And I, it was just interesting because I could not get out of that story. I mean, and I would say, oh God, this is just a story. This is not helpful. And for that, you know, 30 seconds I'd back off. And then all, I'd find myself back in the story. Mm-hmm. And I think what it is that build of energy. And so what was helpful was the reminder that at bottom it's all fear. Mm-hmm. And what can mask the fear for me is righteous anger. Because that doesn't feel like fear. Mm-hmm. And a while ago on a telephone call, someone made the comment, which I just was been so helpful about, at some point we have to move from the story to the process. Mm-hmm. And what I saw in that was, from every story that I get into, as far as I can tell, I'm a victim in some way, somehow. It's all
basically... been done unto.
It's basically a victim story. Mm-hmm. And what I... So another thing I saw after the fact was, but when I get into that kind of righteous anger, I don't feel like a victim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so and so it masks that. Uh-huh. So it's just helpful to listening to this discussion tonight to see how conditioning can mask the same process, actually. It's a fear process, it's a victim process, it's an all-about-me process. It just can feel so different. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I actually finally got out of the story, and I... But I wanted, what conditioning wanted me to do is march in and say to this other person, you know, those people should have, and thank God, mm-hmm. when I walked in the house, I thought, this would not be helpful.
Uh-huh.
What good would this
I
do?
I thought you were going to walk into the office of the person.
No. Now that might actually, have been instructive. I was in the office today for something uh-huh. else, and I didn't go there either. Mm-hmm. But it was just, there was one of those moments of where, thank God, life dropped in and said, this is not helpful. I mean, what would this be for? And at that moment, it just evaporated. Just evaporated. So just, you know, just watching how conditioning can use energy and build it up, and that for me, always that righteous place masks the vulnerable place.
Right, so it is an interesting progression, right? Because... that's a vulnerable place. Somebody's sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the people in charge of taking care of them have just shown themselves to be incompetent. Mm-hmm. Wow. And if I can be smarter than they are, mm-hmm. I know they should have known that. Mm-hmm. Even I know mm-hmm. they should have known that. So don't I feel better mm-hmm. about that? Mm-hmm. How does that help me?
Right.
Because ultimately... I'm in their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really is all of those not happy, fun places coming together.
Well, and even if I'm not in their hands, how does that help me? Period.
Well, yes, except the vulnerability of it. That's the victim place.
Yeah.
You know, if you get sick or somebody you care about gets sick, mm-hmm. these are the people you have to count on.
Right.
And so having evidence
right.
that mm-hmm. either they don't know or they're not paying attention or something. So if you can be convinced that you'll know better, mm-hmm. then aren't you a little safer there? So that's a kind of a, but of course, no. And we know that that's not the case, but mm-hmm. that's the kind of all we have to cling to
right.
in those circumstances.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
And I think it's true that people in those situations just never find it helpful when people point out to them how they're not as competent as they could be.
Right.
It's just so not popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you really don't want to be in their hands the next time.
I started catching on to a process pretty recently of how I'm controlled, and I was just seeing it coming up tonight, so I thought it would be a good chance to explore it. I just caught that little out of the corner of the eye, like, flicker of it going on. And so, you know, I'm listening to somebody talk about something, and it, you know, like an issue with a computer program. And what happens in here is something says, I know how to fix that. I know how to fix that. Look to me, I know what to do. And I caught onto it, overhearing somebody talk about something and watching that process happening and catching onto, oh, that's what it does internally to me. Uh-huh. So there's something goes on and it does a, I can fix this, I know what to do, look to me. Mm-hmm. And all it is, as you know, it's a control process of look to me, that's the bottom line, that's mm-hmm. what it's
give me
doing,
attention.
Going for, give me attention, look mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, oh, that's not mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. you know, but it has that that kind of control. You know, third chakra, I know what to do, look to me, I can fix this.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like the way you're describing it, it had a little bit of distance.
Yes.
So it was clear that it wasn't coming from the third chakra. It was coming from somewhere like here.
Yeah, there can be sensations that go with it. I guess maybe, well, I don't know, but there can be a tightening in the third chakra, but it's like a, you know, one of those like just off stage voices, mm-hmm. you know, that we point to with our hands, kind mm-hmm. of just over there. But it has that.
With enough distance that you were aware that you weren't saying that.
Exactly.
You were hearing that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Which is just one of those things I think to keep really in awareness because it's doing that.
Yes. Well, and the helpful thing about that is, it said it.
Mm.
So most times conditioned mind, people are just trained to look to conditioned mind. It's not like conditioned mind says, I have the answer.
Yes.
You know, if something happens, what should I do?
Yeah.
Right? And then conditioned mind will say something.
Mm.
Right? Mm. But this is coming right out and saying, oh, well, whatever, I can fix it. Look to me, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And this feels related that yesterday I had an experience of just like encountering the pain of seeing a choice point where I chose this, where I chose ego.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a, what was maybe like a heart disappointment or a pain or like that. And I was recording about it last night, and the encouragement was, what would it be like not to indulge any feeling bad about this? What would it be like to stay in awareness? And, you know, what dropped in was that, I think it was a Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh quote, the pain isn't to make you miserable, the pain is to make you more aware. What if we had that approach to it? And so as I was, because I could see there was just an onslaught of you should quit voices. You know, you're never going to get this. It's never going to be any different. You should just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what that
okay,
is.
Good. I'm on the right track.
Thank you. And there was a person listening to that and crying. And I was recording about that and could see that there was something, there was the awareness that wasn't either the voices saying that or the person crying that could get in there, you know, and offer those encouragements and those suggestions. And it seems like what's being seen is that self-hate has been using has been running a battering cycle around practice. So in this example, I could tell you in great detail how it happened that I chose ego. There seems to be I could lay out the process, the steps like that. And what it what was supposed to happen last night was there's supposed to be the indulging the feeling bad and then analyzing how it happened. Mm-hmm. All feels like getting me further out of touch with the person in hell. Like the, you know, it's okay that this is going on. It's not okay to leave her there. Mm-hmm. And that's how it had that battering cycle feel to it, of that analyzing how it happened as the decision to be perfect, and then the being set up to, because it's like it gets me watching how I'm not choosing freedom instead of taking the steps to choose freedom.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And it's one of those mm-hmm. things where I was like, oh, I keep getting there, and the pain, and like that, and it was just like there was just a different experience of it last night with that mentoring, with those encouragements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, and sometimes it can seem like, gosh, I'm having to see this an awful lot.
Yes, yes.
It's so very familiar.
Yes.
Wouldn't this be enough?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Aren't I finished?
Exactly.
And apparently not.
Apparently not.
And so what drops in, because we get this, I remember Happy here doing the tapestry.
Oh. Yes.
Remember? Mm-hmm. Kidding you about that level of identification in case you missed it. So there's this little thing, and there's this little thing, and there's this little thing, and there's this little uh-huh. thing, and you have no idea that they're related mm-hmm. until all of a sudden you see, okay, there it is. Yes. So you get a piece like it's okay to be having this experience. It's yeah. not okay to leave her there.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different element. Mm-hmm. Now it's not just somebody going through, again, being talked again into mm-hmm. doing the same mm-hmm. process of identification. Mm-hmm. Now there's distance. There's an mm-hmm. awareness that there's somebody that this is happening to.
Yes.
Instead, you know, and it's not me.
Yes.
It's not it's not the one who's doing it. That's not who it's happening to.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because the one who it's happening to can do that detached. No, the one who does the detached analysis of how it happened isn't the one that it's happening to.
Isn't the one who's experiencing
it. Who's experiencing
exactly
the hell.
Yeah, and in fact, the level of cruelty with that ego identification
yeah.
would happily leave somebody suffering there for eternity.
Yes.
As long as it gets to have all the attention and run its karmic number. Mm.
Yeah.
And then when we get in touch with the legitimate pain, not the, oh, this is so awful, why does this keep happening to me?
Yes, and not the, oh no, I've done something wrong in that
yeah,
dualistic
way. And how
do
I fix it, and how can I improve and be a better, because I'm so sincere in this. And then you realize, geez, there's an actual human being who's suffering
in deep
underneath
hell.
All of this.
Yeah, thank you. And just when you said sincere, that reminded me of another piece of it, which was the tool of that was in the last blog in the monastery newsletter, the From the Guide, about, you know, I have a story that I'm a good person, which gives me license to be a real jerk and
yes.
selfish and like that. I love that tool so much. And I think that one of the bamboozles here has been a story of I'm a sincere, committed practitioner.
Therefore.
But it's like almost like it's like that ability to analyze how it happened
yeah. Well, that's part of what a sincere practitioner I am.
Exactly.
And so the fact that I have abandoned this authentic human being to hell.
Exactly. Well, I don't notice that because
no,
I'm a sincere practitioner. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because nobody, as far as I know, nobody ever said a word to me about it.
Oh,
thought that was the most astounding thing.
I could. I mean, I love it. Because I first started to catch on to it when there was an external person in my environment at one time.
None of you.
That's what I just like to underline before we go any further. The person I once knew in a different place at a different time who used to go on about how helpful they were. I've just got this thing about being helpful. I just can't help myself. I'm just so helpful. I would look at them and go, you are the least helpful. Just the level of blatant selfishness in action, right? And then what I love about that is to use it as a process tool, right? Okay, so I'm seeing that there. How is that going on?
Might it be true for me in some way?
And so I, you know, just about 27 of them, you know, and one of them was that clue, that piece that came together this week of, oh, there's a story of I'm a committed, sincere practitioner, and there's the ego identification practice behavior that goes with that, and a human in hell. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, you know, the part of the encouragement last night was, let's make lots of recordings about why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Because that's the other thing. Well, I'm sincere and committed, and I love this, but the human needs to hear that every day, mm-hmm. several times, mm-hmm. instead of just that that story of
polishing the door to hell.
Polishing the door.
Is keeping her shut in there.
Polishing the door to hell. Buffing up the breast.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly it. So I can see why the way you should quit with voices yesterday.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, that is such a clue. If people could only catch on, that, I mean, you're just, you know, just whatever, this tiny little distance away. As soon as it starts screaming you should quit, you know you are so close to the finish line that
Thank you.
Yes.
Rebecca.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't really have anything to say, but I got the disidentification. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I thought.
Should I tell a story about walking into the place where all the people at the end of the retreat? And I said, 15 people are having a wonderful time, and 6 people are completely lost in identification. Everybody went,
oh, how'd she do that?
Okay. So 15 people are.
6 people. Yeah.
You didn't take genius.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's so funny you could say that because I noticed that I was intentionally laughing when it was time to laugh so that it wouldn't appear that I was identified.
Good luck.
I knew my posture wasn't doing well, but at least I was laughing in the right places. So.
And that process is interesting in itself, isn't it? So I'm going to pretend not to be identified so that I can hang on to the identification, because mm-hmm. if I do anything else, then I could disidentify. God forbid.
You know what? It feels like it was more of getting found out.
Yeah, but who's going to get found out?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. If what you're pointing at is ego saying I want to hang on to the identification,
and I don't want to get caught.
I
want to stay in here and keep the identification going and maximize the suffering.
And it didn't feel like hell. It felt like subdued, though, and quiet and not bubbly or effervescent. So I don't know that I would have gotten it.
And were you aware of where the thoughts were going?
Yeah. I saw the thought about the laugh at the right time. I saw the thought about It's interesting that I don't want to raise my hands. I wonder if it's about, you know, there was a thing about that, because usually I'm like jumping to get in the conversations, and I was, so there was a little looking at, and I was tuning into the conversation. So yeah, maybe I was sort of aware of what was going on both externally and internally. But it didn't feel like anything was, quote, wrong. Nothing flagged me until you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although watching to see when other people are laughing so that I can laugh at the right time and not draw attention to myself could be a big clue.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you?
But when we're not identified, it is a big clue. Mm-hmm. But when we are, very few things are a big clue. Mm-hmm.
Because when you said something like happy, I thought, am I wearing my happiness shirt? I wanted to look down like, how long are you saying happy? And then I thought you were talking
to
Jim.
To me.
Well, I thought, well, she must be looking at Jim. She looks like she's looking at me, but she thinks she must be talking to Jim because Jim's happy. Yeah, it was just like there was all this stuff, you know, and then I remembered what you're talking about with the tapestry, and so it kind of all fell together. But it kind of feels like one of those places that you were just talking about. Well, I guess I needed to see it again. You know, kind of the hiding out and not wanting it to get revealed.
And how would you describe the it that's hiding out and doesn't want to be revealed? I mean, are you aware of what the voices have been saying to you this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've even been aware of the not wanting to talk, you know, even to the sense of a bit of a sore throat, and not sick, but like there's something going on even here. And when you ask that question, I could just feel the, like a you know, the constriction. And what is, it's the whole shtick, it's the whole ego shtick of performing, you know, doing what's expected or what's right or what is, you know, all of those things. and kind of the whole deal. And I'm seeing, I think, unless I'm just deluding myself, but I think I'm seeing it from so many different angles right now. You know, I've just seen it from so many different angles real recently even, that but not, you know, somehow it got me here, you know, tonight, but I've been just watching it like, It was just real gripey, you know. It's been gripey. It's been, you know, there's been talk about somehow I'm gonna leave here, or it's, you know, all the same old stories. And I've just been watching them, and you know, and just kind of having that feeling, like the attitude of, oh well, I don't care, you know. Oh well, like it's just happening. It's just, I can't even care, you know, in that place. So and I even did over the last day or so, the reflection, oh, so you're really pissed that, or, oh, you think da 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 da, you know, and just, because it's just been loading it on me, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, good not to just allow it, right? Because if it's loading it on you, good not to just continue to accept it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's I saw it swing back around and go, so how do I not let it do that? And there it's the performing again. You see, that's it. And so it's so much, feels like a dog chasing its tail, you know. And and what dropped in actually right before that was, So to talk about it, that's what dropped in. To talk about it?
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, and that brings up a... Yeah, it must be it, because this brings up a gusher, you know. Mm-hmm.
So it might be a good time for some heart-to-hearts with the mentor. Mm-hmm. But not to stay in that place of it's just piling on and you're just taking it.
Yeah. Kind of that the blog thing of, well, I'm a facilitator, I can facilitate this. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you could probably see a lot in that last interaction, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So just to leave somebody there while ego runs its number all around in every direction. But that resigned, depressed, no energy, you mm-hmm. don't have any energy, where is it going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually you have a lot of energy, so where is it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a story for that too, but, you know. The story was that when I have a lot of energy, I'm kind of pushy. I'm pushing my way into the group. I'm talking too much, or I'm, you know, I'm being like a
careless... A large puppy?
Yes. I was going to say careless puppy, but yes, a large puppy. And that this is just more subdued. It's just more reflective. It's just more... Yeah, but see, it didn't flag me, and you know, like what you were talking about earlier was, no, Christine, you know, when it's out, when it's
yeah.
out here.
Yeah, or it's the same as Jen. Well, you know, I just need to not rush. Mm-hmm. So there's that conclusion. Well, I mean, this is what's wrong with you, and so this slightly depressed place would be a much better way to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much better way to be.
Yeah, you don't want to be a large puppet. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. That's the, I can't remember where we were talking about it. I don't know if it was on the Project Joy or where it was, but open air. That learning to kind of step back just a tiny bit and watch the system operate. Watch how the body feels, the levels of energy in the body, tightness, tension, all those things, of course, but the levels of energy in the body, and then the emotional component and the thoughts, the projections, all of those sorts of things, and begin to recognize them as an orientation. Mm-hmm. They're not just how I happen to be feeling right now, mm-hmm. because anybody who's been paying attention for any length of time realizes you cycle through these same mm-hmm. patterns. They're not just how I am. Mm-hmm. They are orientations. They're karmic orientations. And so to watch that rather than believing, and especially not to believe ego's assessment of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you're usually this way that you shouldn't be, so this is really a much better.
Well, and I didn't hear the radio show this morning, but it sounds like what you said was, and not to leave the human in that place when you get it, that there's a, when you can step do that and get that sense, okay, this is an orient, this is familiar, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's a human that's hurting here.
Yes, and it's not in a subpersonality sort of way. It's realizing that there's an authentic human being that is sacrificed to all of this ego, karmic, mm-hmm. conditioning, self-hating drama. Mm-hmm. And so there's playing all of that out, going here, going there, doing this, doing that, and that authentic human being is abandoned in that drama. Mm-hmm. So ego is having a wonderful time figuring it out and working it out and improving and feeling bad and feeling guilty and getting over it and all of those kinds of things. But there's authenticity that is completely ignored in that process.
Being sacrificed.
Yeah. So when we realize we would choose authenticity over ego's histrionics, mm-hmm. then we start making different choices for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the choices, this will not be a surprise to anybody in this room or anybody who might happen to listen to this recording, okay? One of the best ways to do that is to be out of conversation and conditioned mind and in conversation with the mentor. Mm-hmm. Because when we are left to ourselves, when we are left with conditioned mind, the pull, the habit of assumption and belief that is reality, that's actually what is true, is just stronger than most people can go up against. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.